and welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to London's Brixton. The area has become one of the capital's leading food destinations in the past decade. Monocle's Holly Fisher is a Brixton local and explores the places that have put the area on the foodie map.
Brixton's always been a famous part of London for one thing or another, whether it's rioting or David Bowie. But recently what's been attracting interest is its food scene. There's a diverse mix of new restaurants that sit alongside Brixton's staples, most of which originate from the area's vast Caribbean community. During the mid-20th century, there was an influx of Afro-Caribbean immigrants to the area who set up home and brought the flavours of their countries with them. I've lived here for almost 6 years, and my local pub serves jerk chicken rather than the classic British roast. There's a Jamaican bakery around the corner from my flat serving traditional patties and sweets, and Caribbean produce is sold in abundance in the market.
I'm a messenger for the Lord God of Israel.
It's a multicultural area where you'll hear languages and accents from all corners of the globe. Here you can find Colombian cantinas, dim sum restaurants and pizzerias all on one street.
So my name's Anne Ferbrother and I'm the co-founder of Brixton Cornucopia.
Cornucopia is a shop and cafe selling locally made homeware and produce. It's located in the heart of Brixton Village, the place where the area's food boom started.
Brixton Village is a covered market, a 1930s market, which is really important in the local community. There are fish stalls here, vegetable stalls. You can buy just about anything from giant land snails, red snapper, purple wigs, and now English champagne, British charcuterie, and handmade preserves and local honey from our shop. And there's a growing little restaurant scene here that started about 8 years ago. I mean, I've been here in Brixton for a long time, over 20 years now, and there really wasn't much food scene at all. It was quite hard to find a good place to go out to eat. And the number of restaurants has just proliferated. There's so much choice now. And just here in the market itself, you can literally eat your way around the world. And there's some great chefs that are doing some really interesting things from very tiny units.
Back in the summer of 2015, another complex of restaurants opened up just a stone's throw away from the village called Pop Brixton. Pop is a temporary community project which houses 5 restaurants and 12 food and drink kiosks alongside an urban farm, studios, shops and offices, all within a construction made from shipping containers. The food offering ranges from Ghanaian plates to Basque Country tapas. I head over to meet the site manager, Hannah.
Because we are a project which is focused on the Lambeth community, we are in partnership with Lambeth Council, so 70% or more of our members are Lambeth-based, so that's one of the biggest criteria for us. So we look at where people live or where their businesses were previously based, and then we start to look at what stage they are at within their business as well. So we're obviously all about startups here and local entrepreneurs, so we wouldn't take businesses that have that are chains or that are out on the high street to a certain extent. We operate something here which we call a complete rather than compete. And I suppose what we mean by that is ensuring that all of our guests have a wide range of things to choose from when they come to eat and spend time here, and also that our members are not in direct competition with one another, and that also we're not taking anything away from the existing Brixton food scene.
And how would you describe Brixton's food scene?
I think it's really real. I think if I had to put it into one word, I think it's culturally diverse. I think you can go out and have a beautiful meal at somewhere like Salon in the market, or equally somewhere like Smoke and Salt, or honestly a social club here, you know, and you're gonna have a beautiful small plate sharing platters, and then equally you can go and visit Jeff the Chef, who's on the corner just outside us on Brixton Market. You know, there's loads of really wonderful family run places where you can get really authentic cuisine, or you know, you can go to Brixton Village or here, and you can literally eat your way around the globe. So I think it's wonderfully diverse in terms of price range and atmosphere, and really retaining its culture in terms of its Afro-Caribbean community as well.
One of the latest additions to Pop Brixton is a Cantonese restaurant called Duck Duck Goose, which is run by Chef Ollie Brown.
I wanted something that was manageable, because it's risk, no matter how good your idea is or how good you are or how great the service is, sometimes things just don't work. So Pop Brixton was small enough that we could kind of test the market and see if the idea would work. It's also provided an amazing place to get things wrong, which will always happen, but it's an unforgiving world out there, particularly in food.
And I guess then you see restaurants like Cricket that used to be here, sort of Indian small plates restaurant, and that's become really successful, closed its doors here and gone off to Soho.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is just a really good place to kind of nurture young restaurants and then send them off on their way to bigger places?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the whole point. I mean, you can test your idea out and then can go and hopefully open a bricks and mortar site somewhere.
Cricket isn't the only success story to have come out of Brixton. Honest Burger and Franco Manca are two London chains that originated in Brixton Village as tiny startups. Franco Manca has expanded to 39 pizzerias around the city, and Honest has over 20 locations too. Both of these restaurants have achieved this in under a decade, proving that the dozens of small spaces to start restaurants in the area are fertile ground for new concepts. But it's not just restaurateurs who are doing well in Brixton. Producers are also flocking to the area, from brewers to beekeepers. Here's Anne from Cornucopia again.
So our shop across the road is a kind of ultra-local larder. We have honeycomb that comes from bees that are situated just a few minutes away in a little garden near the post office in Brixton, which is also the same street where our coffee is roasted for the shop. We have a number of things that use ingredients from Brixton Market. One which we make ourselves, which is a plantain and tamarind chutney, and it's called Brixton Market Chutney. And that was the first product that we developed ourselves, using ingredients that are really easy to find here in Brixton Market.
Where are your favourite places to eat in Brixton?
My favourite places, I guess, I like Salon. Also, Naughty Piglets, which I think is the best restaurant in Brixton still.
Naughty Piglets. Salon's really good.
My favourite places, so outside of Pop Brixton, I would say Naughty Piglets, Salon.
Personally, I'm a fan of Naughty Piglets. Not only is it handily the closest restaurant to my flat, but it also does a great seasonal menu. It's a little off the beaten track, but the burrata alone is worth heading there for. Other local favourites are fish wings and tings for jerk chicken and cod croquettes, and the beef noodle salad from Viet Box in Pop is a great lunch. Oh, and make sure you head to Duck Duck Goose for the best prawn toast in the city. But come and get it soon before they get whisked off too. If you want to stay ahead of the food scene in London, Brixton is the best place for the next big thing.
That was Monocle's Holly Fisher in London's Brixton. This has been episode number 51 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Marcus Hippie. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.